I know up on top you're seeing great sights, but down here at the bottom we too should have.
Listening to Beardcast.
What's going on, Bearders? It's Wednesday, September 4th, and a new edition of the Comic Run, the 14th one to be exact. 14. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it's not butter spray. Well, here we are, another one of our friendly video game podcasting.
Indeed.
And while podcasting while gaming. That should be a fucking, like, a special edition.
Podcast while gaming?
It's casting while gaming.
Well, time to introduce ourselves, because, you know, I don't know who we are by now.
I don't know who I am. My name is Timothy. No, I'm David, obviously.
Beattie.
And it's the dynamic duo again.
No one could join us. Jose is out shopping for his father's birthday. Angel's in school.
With a hookah pipe.
And everybody else is just not available.
Matt was here, but Matt
went to do his boyfriend duties.
His usual.
That means fuck.
It means put some things in a tight space. It means put some luggage in that tight overhead.
Oh, that's fucking great.
But the game that we are podcasting over is Diablo 3, which was just released yesterday for Xbox and PS3.
Andy?
What you're saying is actually the superior version of the game. Because
as opposed to the PC version?
PC is not able to play offline.
Oh, yeah, you can only play that online and shit. That'd be fucking... I don't understand why they did that like that, then. Like, why couldn't you play that PC version offline? Like, how difficult would it have been for that?
I don't know.
Theoretically, that you can do it with StarCraft 2.
Yeah.
And StarCraft 1, you could do it, so I don't understand why they can't do it for Diablo. It seemed like it would be that hard to do.
I remember when this game first came out for the PC, it was... shit talk, because there was a lot of trouble with the online play. You couldn't get any matches going. Which I imagine, now that it's polished and fitted for consoles, that you don't have that problem, because you have to rely on the service that you're currently using. Yeah. Which is game, I can't imagine, runs poorly on one system or the other, because they're both formatted for one. So if you buy for the PlayStation, you got free subscription.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay for anything. There's no Blizzard fucking BattleNet, none of that bullshit. Yeah. If you have an Xbox Live subscription, you can play online, I think, the same way. I think 1-4.
And for those of you who don't know what we're talking about 4 years ago, Blizzard started doing something called BattleNet, which was a really good idea in theory, but the execution was terrible. Okay, so what you have to do is... before BattleNet, you just click on your game, sign in whatever username, password you did, you use, and for that specific game, and pretty much just play whatever Blizzard game, you know, StarCraft, Diablo, World of Warcraft, whatever. So about 4 years ago, Blizzard started signing a deal with BattleNet, and what they do is you create one account on that computer, on your BattleNet account. And then you use the registry codes from the inside of the games and register them to your BattleNet account. And that one username and that one password is your login for all the games by Blizzard. Now, and BattleNet, we can do is you can add friends and you have a friends list and you see what's on, we'll see when they're online, you know, what they're playing, if you can just talk to them directly, direct invite to games, stuff like that. Theoretically, it was great. But Blizzard security is fucking so fucking shitty and lackluster that once you get hacked, if they can't do anything for you, you're out of 4 games and you have to rebuy all the games again because you can't use that registry code again.
In other words, it's just fucking plain old bullshit.
Yeah, pretty much. Your registry code is locked to that username and password. If your account gets hacked, you're fucked, you're out of money, you have to go out and buy the games all over again and do whatever you were doing again.
Like,
it was horrible.
You think you're going to build... your video game empire on something that's going to have to... something like that, you would secure it.
Yeah.
Because... and no, it's fucking nuts. they still generate so much money.
Yeah.
Because people don't, they just will keep going back even though they're getting butt fucked. They don't even know it.
Yeah, the games, the Blizzard games are really addictive. Like, I just bought Diablo 3 today. I'm already level 7. I'm fucking whooping ass with my monk right now.
He's a monkey.
I'm fucking ripping ass right now, kicking dick. But,
Undead
yeah.
dick.
Undead dick, yes. But, yeah, it happened to me. I had, I had StarCraft 2, I had World of Warcraft, you know, my shit got hacked. They pretty much said they couldn't do anything for me. Their big recommendation was change your password every 2 days or every other day. And, you know, I lost all my shit and I, you know, was out having much money I put into the games. So it's kind of bullshit that they fucking do that. But Diablo 3 on this Xbox is fucking amazing.
Yeah, it looks decent. Obviously, we can't go ultra resolution like a PC, but
yeah. Even
so, the graphics still look top notch.
It's like 1080p, so it's fine. It's good shit.
It still looks top notch. I heard actually from Lenny. I don't know if you were around for that conversation, but
I might have been somewhere else.
Yeah, we had gone. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. We went to Midtown today instead of our usual Galaxy Comic Room.
Yeah, we'll do our reviews at the end.
So, basically, we were outside, and he was like, "Oh, yeah, I heard this game coming. Diablo 3 is for the PlayStation 3, but I also heard it's for the PlayStation 4. But I also had heard this is Lenny talking that the online's going to stay the same. You'll be able to play from PS4 to PS3. I don't know if that's a rumor from him or he heard a confirmation on that,
or he's just making some bullshit up. Who knows?
Because that I don't even know if you know this. They're getting a PlayStation 4 this November.
So,
Lenny and Alex.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so
I know we'll all be in November.
Yeah, so they're going to get Diablo 3. Lenny wants to get this, which I think in a way it's cool. Even if we don't play online, you could bring your character on a flash drive, whatever the fuck you want, how you want to pursue that. And we can level up our characters without even being at home.
I don't think you need to play online.
No, you don't.
Like, if you play with two friends or three friends only, you just bring over your fucking controls and play on one string. Who gives a shit? Who really cares? I mean,
which I... Yet again, I think this is a pretty well done version of a PC game. I mean, there's other.
I mean, look how Skyrim turned out. All the glitches and bugs, and on the PlayStation alone.
Yeah, like there's been obviously PC to console formatted games, and they've done shitty like Skyrim on certain formats.
Still
this
a great
is,
game.
This
though.
Is well done. Yeah, and that's obviously well done still.
But.
What's your beating thumbs?
So far, this is getting a 5, man.
Is that 5?
So far, I usually say the same thing. If I'm biased and I like it, it just gets a 4 or 5. But quick review for Diablo. I'm pretty sure Diablo... The first one came out in the 90s?
Maybe? I think so. It was a really early game.
Yeah, okay. So, on the console version, this is kind of like a throwback to Blizzard's old games.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys ever played them. Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance 1 and 2.
I haven't. I don't even know what that is.
They're PlayStation 2 games. Alright. So, Blizzard, before World of Warcraft, all that shit, when they made console games, they had a series called Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance, and the Champions of Norrath. And they both had respective sequels. And
they played like this?
It's the same layout. Top down. You pick a character. You go on story, and it's pretty much the same thing. It's not as fast-paced as this, obviously, because, you know, it's really they're old games from the PlayStation 2. And they're, like, top-down dungeon crawlers, and the layout is the same. Almost the same button layout, I'm going to be honest with you. And it was just really fun to play. Me and Lenny and Alec... Oh, fucking hell, I went out of the dungeon again. Son of a bitch.
Not the Defiled Crypt.
Out of the Defiled Crypt, back into the Defiled Crypt. Oh, fuck, skeleton. Me, Lenny, and Alex actually logged quite a lot of hours playing those games. When we were younger, even now, when we were playing them, we logged in quite a lot of hours. And this just brings back all those memories, and it's just amazing.
This is level 1 of the Defile Crypt, completely off topic?
I guess so.
Yeah, you just walked in? Okay.
There's like 4 entrances to the Defile Crypt. How the fuck am
I going to do that, man? There's one... Defile Crypt, I believe there's 2 in total, and this is the second one. The
fuck am I supposed to know this stuff? Oh my, that's a lot of things.
Yeah, that's a fucking lot of things.
I don't know. I'll just blind them all. Yeah, my monk can do that. I get blind people around me, and I just fucking kick dick.
He looks like he's in the Matrix. He's Agent Smith.
He might as well be. But, yeah, so if That story, I haven't really gotten too far into the story. From what I know, it was...
opening cinematic-wise, I guess. How would you...
It's great.
Yeah.
Opening cinematic is amazing. Get the fuck out of here. But, from what I know, as the end of days is approaching. You really only have 5 characters to pick from. Really wish they could have put in a little bit more. You get a monk, a demon slayer, a barbarian, a wizard, and a witch doctor. And you can only change their sex. You know, you can't change any features. They just pre-made characters you can only use. And, you know, I kind of wish they maybe threw in a couple more characters. Just for variety. I mean, 5 characters just seems like...
Even by the base 2 characters, I have a wizard.
Yeah.
Which is my usual go-to. Dungeons & Dragons is a wizard. I play Wizards of the Coast games. I'm a wizard man. I love Gandalf. So... I don't like that fucker.
But
the little Wingardium Leviosa motherfucker.
Wingardium Leviosa.
But even by your monk and my wizard, I could, even though there's such a few number of characters, I could see they have depth.
Yeah.
Like each character has their own
personality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like my wizard is more and I haven't heard anything from you before I say mine. Is he more rugged? Like what is he like the way he talks?
More like profound.
Yeah.
He's like Jose.
Okay.
He's very profound. He's very holy.
He's a holy man.
He's a holy diver, as you would say.
I'd say my wizard is a cock.
What? Why?
Because in the opening cinematic, he's like, oh, my masters taught me, but they taught me nothing.
Nice.
I learned from books of the world. I learned what's to come. I'm like, he's a little bit of a dick.
What a dick.
I was like, he's a fucking sperm missile shooting dick.
Oh my god.
But Comic Run.
Oh yeah. So anyway, before we go into the Comic Run, great game, pick it up, worth the $60. Story I'm sure is gonna be probably decent, but just fighting the endless hordes of zombies and monsters like Dungeons and Dragons, this is pretty fucking awesome. What the fuck are these old things?
I enjoyed it. This is the first Diablo game I played, I can say. I give it a 5 beauty guns.
You never played Diablo 2?
Never played any Diablo.
Diablo 2 was awesome. Story didn't really play much, but it was all about the online play for that. It was just amazing.
I'm excited to own it.
Wait, what'd you give this one?
5 beauty thumbs.
5 beauty thumbs. Nice.
For Diablo 3.
5 sticky, creamy thumbs.
Creamy, creamy, sticky thumbs. But we ventured outside of our borough today for our Comic Run.
Big mistake.
It was a big mistake. I mean, it was a good experience. I mean, it wasn't a good experience in terms of food. But that's it. Now we've gone. We had a Chipotle lunch.
That was majestic.
Let's just say Lenny sprinted for the bowl. It was a Super Bowl for him today.
Yeah, he did. Oh, that was ridiculous. We had a Chipotle lunch and went to Midtown Comics. Now...
Packed. Fucking filled
to the brims. It was fucking ridiculous there.
I'm surprised I didn't walk out with a few kids.
I'm surprised I didn't get penetrated once or twice. But, today was too complicated. Nothing really special came out. Not a lot of stuff, anyway, we should say.
It wasn't anything special, but yet again, I spent more than I should.
Yeah.
It's Villains Month. September is DC Villains Month. Which I think they did pretty cool with the whole motionless 3D covers and stuff.
Yeah.
That's cool. That was a cool thing they did.
I would say something, but I'm getting overwhelmed by fucking
zombies.
Yeah,
I can see this.
Oh my god. Blind them. Blind them all. See you later.
Oh, that's another thing my guy could do. Going back. Your X move is like a kind of like a social attack. Mine is frozen. Like you could freeze enemies around you.
Nice.
So if I'm in the middle of it and I hit it, they all freeze. Which is good if we're playing in a 4-player thing, because you could just stop fucking swinging.
Yeah. I'm about to level up to level 8, so you might want to get your character over. So anyway, comics today. What'd you get, Dave? What'd you go with you?
What did I get? Like I said, I didn't go with everything for the villains. I got Joker, being Batman's my favorite DC character, and this I could say. Joker is my favorite villain. So I got the motionless.
Well, that's not a really good Batman villain. I mean,
Yeah, I mean, he is the key villain. Seriously. He's his yang to his ying, I guess.
His yang to his yang.
His balls to his dick. So, I got the Batman issue 23.1, which is Joker number one. Batman Black and White. I did something new in terms of Midtown with the reserve list, where you could go online. This is a shout-out to Midtown, I guess. You can go online Tuesday night. I did it Wednesday morning, which caused me some trouble. But Tuesday night, you can go look at every single comic that's on release, pull it, and if you go in the next day, they'll have it bagged. And if you want boards, I guess you could put that too. I didn't look in depth. And they'll have it ready. You just go there and give them all your money. But Batman Black and White, which is saying pretty much it's fucking black and white.
Is it in black and white?
I'm pretty sure it's in black and white. Which, obviously, I'm guessing the Wayne clan, the mother and father over there, is Skeletor.
Oh, fuck it.
Skeletor.
That is some bad shit.
Forever Evil. Yet again, it's a Villains Month, which I'm assuming maybe they're going to have one. I don't know if they're going to bring this out for a whole arc. Maybe they'll do one a week.
Maybe
for the month.
So wouldn't that be an arc?
No. I mean, not a whole arc over months. I mean, not like a monthly release of arc. Like, you know, where it go to 12 issues over 12 months.
Six issues, probably?
Yeah, maybe. Or if they keep it within September, they'll maybe do one a week, so maybe it'll be a four-issue run. It doesn't really tell you parts. But who knows? Battle of the Atom, X-Men, stretched out. I've never seen this fucking before.
What?
Part 1 and 2 are two different issues. It's like Marvel saying, okay, give me the money. Give me all the money.
We need to fund this series. Come here.
So in regular X-Men, the new volume of X-Men, Battle of the Atom Part 1, which I got the Deadpool, which I'm assuming Angel did. Actually, he did. He sent us a picture.
Yeah, he told us, right?
Deadpool's kind of like posing out. He's kind of like strutting, and it has hashtag on the bottom, swag, which is fun. Then the second part stretch out to all new X-Men, which is, I never actually read all new X-Men.
I never read it either. From what I gather, the five original X-Men, Beast before he gets blue and hairy, Jean Grey / Marvel Girl, Cyclops, Angel, and Iceman are pulled out of the past to like the present, I guess. But
yeah.
I never actually read it, so I'm not too sure. Which is what I want to pick up because I have the two hardcovers out already for it, so I want to pick them up and read them.
Infinity Part 2 of 6, which is crazy how Trinity's already fucking wrapped up, and we're only on issue 2 of Infinity.
Yeah, but Infinity came out, like, at the end of Trinity.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, I mean, like, I felt like it was more speedier even so.
Yeah.
Didn't issue 1 come out when Trinity was on issue the third part?
5.
Really?
Infinity only came out, like, 2 weeks. The first part of Infinity came out, like, 2 weeks ago, right?
Oh, then I'm on crack.
Yeah, you are.
I'm on a little bit of some crack.
You kind of are.
Just a tiny bit of crack. Today was Superior Day. So, you know, I got
Who's that on the cover?
Scarlet.
Scarlet Spider?
Yes. They face off.
That's Superior on the bottom?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
Which I'm looking forward to. That. And it was a Dexter Day. I'm excited for Dexter.
Dexter Trek.
Dexter 3. And that's really all I got. And I spent $10,000 on fucking boards and plastics of Midtown's leeches.
Yes, that's that is
leeches.
That is an outfall of Midtown Comics.
I can unwrap chips and fucking put them in the comics.
If you buy at Midtown, beware. They do not give you borders for your comics.
Yeah.
You have to X them for them. And then they charge you, what, 50 cents per border?
Yeah, 40 cents per board and bag. So I bought nine issues today. So the guy's telling me, oh, do you want these protected? I was like, yeah, sure, let me get them. So he's like, well, I'm going to be honest with you. You're going to pay $3.60 for the plastics.
Dave almost had a heart attack.
And I'm thinking in my head, I was like, where the fuck is Galaxy? I'm like, wait a minute. This motherfucker didn't give me, I just realized something. I got the baby issue Infinity one.
Yeah.
He didn't give it to me.
He didn't give it to you?
Nope.
Fuck.
He's a little cock and balls. But I'm going off. So, so he's like, you can get the 10-pack. It's $3.50. So, in a way, I saved money that I shouldn't have even had to save in the fucking first place. Okay?
Yes.
I got those boards in plastic for free.
Yeah.
But you get more variety in Midtown. I guess you get
baby covers. You get a lot of variants. They have a lot more stock of back issues.
I really doubt the Galaxy had with motionless 3D.
Probably not.
Definitely not.
But let's see. What did I get today? I only got 4 comics, I think, today.
Really? I didn't even know what you got.
Only 5 comics. Battle of the Atom 1 and 2. Both battle, same thing with Dave, Battle of the Atom, except I got the white signable cover. Dexter 3. Oops, there goes the wire. Dexter 3, Forever Evil.
Yeah.
Infinity 2. And this was a purchase that I didn't get at Midtown. So, those are my Midtown purchases on top of the fucking backings because they're leeches. So this is a purchase I didn't get at Midtown. We leave Midtown Comics and we're walking down to go to Chipotle and I see a side vendor, a street vendor, and he's selling comic books. And I pick up Marvel Secret Wars number 1 first edition for $5. That was my highlight of the day. I was like, I almost shit my pants when I saw the price. I was
the
like,
beauty
yes.
of living in New York City. Where you could sell your body at the corner, not to mention comics.
You know, I never actually looked up how much it was. So I'm not too sure if I actually got a deal or not. Maybe it was $5. It actually is $5. Maybe Dave, check real quick.
How's the borders on that issue?
What do you mean? The sides?
Yeah.
It was pretty pristine. It was pretty nice. I opened it up. It was pretty pristine on that. I would rank it, I don't know, 7 or 8, maybe?
Yeah.
Out of 10?
Secret Wars.
Number 1. Let's see how much. Let's see if Beatty got the deal of the day.
Deal of the day is...
Deal of the day! Yay, nay, hooray. Yes? No?
I'm looking.
Comic book price guides, I mean.
Somehow I clicked the same link twice. That's okay. The value, if it's a near mint, you get it for $8, effectively.
Good old deal. Okay. Yeah. Maybe the guy knew what he was doing, maybe he didn't. Who knows?
You saved money that you used on plastics. On a piece of plastic and some glue on the back.
Yeah, right.
That's the thing about Midtown. Their plastics are oversized, but then they have that resealable glue.
Yeah.
So it's like they're giving you a back massage, but they're also sticking a dildo on your ass. An unwanted dildo.
I guess if you want to put it that way, I mean, you have to put it that way. I guess they are, yeah. But, I kind of get a deal. And this guy had a ton of old stuff, but I didn't really feel like looking through all of it. I saw Secret Wars, and I got a little happy. But, now I have Secret Wars 1 and 8. A fucking 12, I think.
Yeah.
So I need 2 to 7, and then 9 to 12. And then I almost attempted to buy, stupidly, Crisis on Infinite Earths.
$80.
Yeah, except it was like $20 for the first issue and $8 for all the other issues.
Yeah.
Which is fucking outrageous.
Yeah, the thing would be on that, you'd have to pay, the most money you'd have to spend is issue 1 and Death of Supergirl.
Yeah. That'd be fucking it. They didn't have issue 6.
That's the one.
That's Supergirl. I didn't have that one. How many issues is Crisis on Infinite Earths?
12.
12 also? Jesus Christ. They just want to fucking bend me over, don't they?
I mean, definitely a cool collector's item to have, but heavy on the wall in terms of... Well, I mean, not as heavy as... If you think about it, if you get like a Hulk 181, you can spend a good $350 on that. It's one issue. Spend $80, get 12.
Incredible Hulk 181?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're selling this. It's pretty much at the 1,000 one.
No. If it's graded.
Oh, yeah.
You can get it for $350.
Oh, yeah.
Easy $350. If it's like, I'd say about a 5 if you would do a CG... A CB... what the fuck is it? The comic book grade. CBG.
Comic book grade? CBG?
Yeah. What CBG. The fuck? I don't know
what we're doing. What in the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. So, ATM. So,
don't you love when people say ATM machine?
It's a fucking machine.
I want to go to the automatic teller machine.
Machine. The time machine. So,
TMM.
If it's like a 5.0, you can get it for $350.
Yeah. Well, next week I'm gonna have a lot of good stuff. I'm gonna pick up Infinity Gauntlet, the complete set, Infinity Crusade, and Infinity War complete set.
Did you see what else that guy had? Like, what he
I saw really quick. I saw some Batman. I saw some Spider-Man, but like there was like stuff out of that wasn't wrapped, so I wasn't gonna dare touch it because fucking, you know, God knows who say, oh, you ripped it. It was with Christina. I can't prove it, so.
Yeah.
I don't want to fucking take
a chance. Did you had it in the house?
Huh?
You had it in the house?
Wait, are you talking about the stuff
the
online?
The comics, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm going on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were talking about the guy on the street.
Was I meant, whatchamacallit,
Oh, yeah, the guy I'm going to on Sunday, I have a list of his stuff. And he's got a bunch of stuff. He's got a bunch of Iron Man. He's got a bunch of X-Force and the Catcher's Story Tissue. I want to go get that.
So,
Oh, he got it. Okay, good.
What was I going to say?
I don't know. What were you going to say? I'm interested. Tell me.
Oh, that's crazy about Lenny's friend.
Which one?
With all the comics?
Oh, no, that's not Lenny's friend. That's Lenny's mother's boyfriend.
Oh, is it really? Holy shit.
He's got 30,000 fucking comics. And we're not just talking about 30,000 terrible comics. We're talking about 30,000 really good stuff. First appearance of Thor. First appearance of Captain America. First issue of Captain America. First issue of Thor. First issue of Wolverine. First appearance of Wolverine. He has got a lot of fucking key issues. I wouldn't be surprised if he has Amazing Fantasy 15, which is like the first appearance of Spider-Man. I wouldn't be surprised if he had that. He's got a lot of good stuff.
I wish I had a time machine machine. a TM machine. So, maybe that's what that fucking is in Pokemon. You want a TM? A time machine machine?
I want a TM. I want a time machine to go back in time when Pokemon was good.
I would go to the time machine and tell my father as a kid, like, listen. Buy all these I'll buy the comics. They're fucking 10 cents. Get all these comics.
Here's $50.
Get 10 of fucking issues each. Keep them clean. Don't lose them. And give it to your son. fucking, I'll make all the money. Imagine you fucking had like 10 issues of like first issue of Superman.
That's first issue of Batman.
Yeah, first issue of Batman, any of them.
How would you go back in time that far? Your father wasn't born yet.
What age was that?
First appearance of Batman?
Yeah.
1930 something? Grandfather?
My grandfather would have to be the man. My father was actually was born maybe 5 years after.
Wait, when was your father born?
Like 46.
Holy shit.
Maybe 10 years after.
There you go, you can't do math.
Yeah, I find my math is like my abbreviation skills today. But my father's born in like 1946.
Jesus Christ. This has nothing to do with war, do we?
No, it definitely doesn't. No, we're still in comics somewhere.
We are fucking terrible at keeping track. We are like, fuck, we have like ADD in the group.
Let's put it this way. We have a lot to talk about since our missing episode.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
The disappearing episode.
Sorry about that. We were supposed to do a podcast. What had happened was we started playing a game called Loaded Questions, and which is a fucking funny game in a giant group. Pretty much it's like a board game. You move along the board. You land on different colors. When you land on a color, you pick up a card. You read the question of that card. And your friends around you have to write down the answer. They put them all into a pile, and you get read the answers, and you have to figure out which one of your friends wrote down that answer. Some stuff gets written that you may not want to know. Some stuff gets written that may, you know, be a little bit racist. But it's fucking funny. It's a funny fucking game. I recommend it. It's called Loaded Questions. So we started playing that, and we started that around, oh, I don't know, 12 o'clock, 11:30, 12 o'clock.
Yeah, we weren't even like.
Yeah, we were gonna play two games, and you know, then just do the podcast, you know, and we'll go to bed. That was it. We played until 5 o'clock in the fucking morning. I shit you not, it was 5 o'clock in the fucking morning when we finished playing that game. That's how fun that game was. It was great. And then we went to bed, and then Saturday we were all busy. We just had to do shit, so we weren't able to do the podcast. So, sorry about the missing episode. Now I believe our comic run
is ahead of FNMC.
FNMC, yeah. Which is
pretty crazy.
I'm fucking astounded by it.
So now we'll be at
FNMC 13.
13.
And comic run 15.
Who knows? Maybe we'll have a disappearing comic run episode.
Oh, I hope not. And then we'll I need my stuff. I need my stuff. We can't have disappearing comic book. I need my comics. Which, by the way, I'm kind of curious. I'm thinking someone fucked up along the way. Because I haven't seen Savage Wolverine in a while. I haven't seen Huntress Power Girl in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't seen... I got Daredevil Dark Knights, number 4. Sorry.
Yeah.
Left that out. Completely forgot about that. Sorry. So I think something fucked up along the way. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to run down to Galaxy on Friday to look at their stuff. Maybe pick up some borders, the right sizes. The right size borders for my comic books. Maybe I'll pick that stuff up. And yeah, sorry about the disappearing episode. We'll make it up to you.
The case of the disappearing podcast.
We'll give out free blowjobs, courtesy of Jose.
I didn't tell you this.
What?
But I'll tell them this.
Oh, we're getting news at the same time. Well, not really. Well, not really, because by the time they listen to the episode, I'll already have known. So I'm really the first to hear.
You're really the first to hear.
Let's go.
So, we don't really promote ourselves.
No.
Not too much. But I started a Kickstarter for us.
Nice. I'd fight for that.
So, you obviously, if you don't know what a Kickstarter is, you know what a Kickstarter is.
Yeah, you
basically
as Kickstarter, much money as you want.
We had a elaborated conversation on Ouya.
Oh, yeah.
Ouya is a $100 console. If you hadn't listened to that episode, now you know. It's a $100 console that was funded by a little website called Kickstarter.com, which you could put your ideas, your goals on certain companies, projects, all that. And if people like your idea, they'll fund it. Which is also another bit of information that yet you don't know. Mega Man, what's that? His creator? Funny. I don't remember. But basically, the guy who created Mega Man. He was the co-creator of Mega Man since the very first Mega Man. All the way. He left Capcom. Obviously, Mega Man is down the drains. He's putting out a new game.
Needless to say, yeah.
He put out a new game, which the name escapes me. But he put it on Kickstarter. I think it was up for maybe a week. It's already over $1 million to
Holy
be
shit.
Produced. But obviously, we're no Mega Man.
We'll be lucky to get $5.
Yeah, so, I mean, anything would really fund this, because that money goes towards mics.
So you can understand what we're saying?
Website, so we can have a better stream of episodes, considering we have to really, where we are at, where we're using Podomatic, we have to delete all older episodes in order to put out the new episodes, which I really don't like.
And if anybody wants them, you could email us.
Of course.
But you don't. So, yeah, there's that.
Don't shit on him. So, if you want the old episodes, you can totally email us, beardcast2013@gmail.com. But that Kickstarter is, give you a description about what it is. Obviously, we are Beardcast. We're a podcasting channel of video games and all those good things, comics,
mm-hmm.
and just random discussion, which usually is the case. And there's a level of rewards. So let's say you have a dollar, if you donate a dollar.
What the fuck could we possibly give them?
I mean, you can give them some stuff.
We don't have enough money to fucking get our own shit.
All right, let's put it this way. If you donate like $1 to $5, we
get a free blowjob.
Give us your name, we'll shout you out. If you give us like $10, we'll call you and you could be a part of the podcast. I don't care.
You could replace our non-existent members.
Yeah, really. It's usually me and Beatty. We don't mind having a third person.
Yeah.
I don't care. As long as you speak English. I mean, how am I supposed to understand? I'm going to have a Google Translator out.
And
honestly, if you don't understand English, you can't understand what I'm saying. They have the Google Translator, not me.
Yeah, this is true.
They got the grandmothers are listening. Their Chinese grandmothers and their grandmothers. They said something funny.
The old Italian grandmothers.
Oh. They said something funny.
Come. Oh, come.
This is pretty funny. This is a funny story. Completely off topic.
We'll finish the reward.
Oh, yeah. So basically, there's really not much. What would I do if we give them the 20 off? I'm going to buy you a McDouble from McDonald's?
Yeah, we really don't have that much money.
So if you donate a dollar, we'll shout you out.
Until we get the money, we really can't give good rewards. Sorry to tell you
that. Let's put it this way. If you donate a dollar towards Beardcast, our goal of having high-quality podcasting for the listeners, the consumers of listening, I don't fucking know. But a dollar, we'll shout you out on the episode. Donate $5, we'll totally fucking call you. Give us your number, give us your name. We won't spam call you just to say what the fuck is up. We'll just call you for the episode. You can email us a topic that you want to discuss. We'll form the whole episode around it, and we'll discuss whatever you want to discuss. Make it easy.
Nice. I just realized this Mac is going to pick up that sound effects from this game.
Oh, I don't care. It's Diablo. It's like Minecraft.
You know, we have a Facebook, comment on that.
It's not a very well updated Facebook, but we totally got one.
Well, it's not very well updated because Jose went away to fucking Mexico and he hasn't kept track of it. That's why.
We need a social, donate $100. You'll be our social media fucking organizer.
So, all right, so hang on a second. Wait a minute. They donate $100. Not only are they losing $100, but then they get to use...
But they get to work for us.
Manual fucking labor.
They use finger labor.
It's manual labor.
I'm kidding. They don't have to do
manual labor without any rewards.
Give us $100. I will. If you live in the New York area, I will give you a fucking kiss on the cheek.
If you donate $100 and you're a girl, I'll eat you out. Put it that way.
That's crazy.
Put it that way. How about that one?
If you donate $1,000, I'll fucking suck somebody's dick. I don't give a fuck. No,
thank God your girlfriend doesn't listen to this.
Thank God. No, but I won't be sucking any dicks, even for $1,000.
I was serious about the eating out, though.
I will take you out to dinner if you fucking give us $1,000.
Hang on, wait a minute. Isn't that prostitution?
That's not prostitution. I'm buying you dinner.
No. If someone, like a girl donated $1,000 and they say, oh, now you gotta eat me out, isn't that prostitution?
Yeah, a little bit. But that totally is gonna be up, Kickstarter.com. I just gotta publish it. If you guys are interested, please. It's not recommended. If you listen to this, don't feel obligated to do it, but it would totally fund us
and help us. But if you feel bad because of our low-quality podcasting skills, a dollar here, a dollar there.
Who knows? If we get up to... My goals are not really high. I can get fucking $50. We can get five mics.
Dave, I'll be honest with you. When we first started this podcast, my goals were never high to begin
with. I came into the door of this podcast. I was like, this is just for us. This is fun. But if it would ever to get to that level where we would be at a high quality, or I would say, like, I just would be better.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe we'll be number one on Podomatic someday.
Well, or maybe we'll get the fuck off Podomatic and actually have all the episodes.
Oh my god! Yeah, we have to find something new.
I would like to, or we use that money, we could have a subscription to
Podomatic,
and we could have all the episodes.
Have all the episodes you want.
But if we even had $50 only, we can get five mics, USB mics.
And if we don't invest in mics, we can invest in somehow making a video podcast and do video streams.
Yeah, once we have mics and the video, if whatever money we have is obviously going straight to this.
Yeah. We don't pocket any of the money as much as we want to.
Jesus. Don't make us sound criminals.
We gotta be honest.
Yeah, I'm not pocketing any money. This is all Beardcast funds. If it even happens. If Kickstarter works well for us.
If it happens.
But,
I hope Kickstarter works.
That's new. What was the story? Oh, I was gonna say.
You were saying
about the Italian grandmothers.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend's grandmother is full Italian. Like, obviously, she's right off the boat almost. She was eating, and she's bloated. The word is bloated.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, my stomach. Oh, I feel blow. The fuck is blow? I died laughing. I don't leave the room. I couldn't stay in the same room. I don't want to laugh at it. She said blow.
I feel so blow.
I feel so blow.
Yeah, that's something I expect Jose to say.
Well, that's because he would say it not intentionally. Because he mixes up his words like fucking Scrabble, man.
If you want to know Jose's speech pattern,
you ever see alphabets?
Yeah,
that's where his words are. They mix up letters in a bowl.
Take a bag of Scrabble letters, shake it up, throw them on the table, and that's
a word Jose probably had said.
Or he makes up on the way.
Yeah.
Or if he knows it's a fake word and we start making fun of him, he'll try to figure out a way to make it real.
Yeah.
He'll try to figure out some dictionary way to make it real. That's fucking great. We love Jose.
Jose's the man.
Jose, we're not shitting on you. We love you.
Well, okie dokie, BD. Do you have anything else to contribute to this edition of the Comic Run?
Just a quick shout out to Ariel and John. Thanks for listening. Keep listening, and maybe you can slice a dollar here and there.
No, don't fucking ask them for money. But
a dollar at school.
Thank you for listening to them. Anybody that listens,
our only two known listeners.
Well, we know
we have listeners. We don't know who they are, so we need to hear from you. And maybe some of you don't have Facebook. You know, maybe some of you don't have...
Write me a fucking letter. Call me Pigeon, I'll give a shit.
I know, say maybe some of you guys don't have Facebook, or some of you don't have an iTunes account, or whatever, you know. Just fucking do something. Send us an email, goddammit. Just send an email. Do something. Please.
Even if the homing pigeon, even if there's a pigeon shit in front of my house, I'll assume you sent the homing pigeon. I'll be more happy about it.
Send us fucking smoke signals, for God's sake.
Just don't send us fucking anthrax. That's no good.
No.
No bueno.
We can't do that.
There's already West Nile on the fucking neighborhood.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That won't be good.
But yeah, this is the 14th edition of the comic run. Anything else, Speedy?
Nope, I'm getting my ass kicked by this giant boss.
Fucking do some backflips.
You think? Doing backflips out my fucking out my ass right now.
And we're going to backflip out of this podcast. This is David signing out.
And Beat It.
And we'll see you on Friday. No disappearing podcasts, I promise.
Oh, we hope so.
No disappearing podcasts.
No.